Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. Now, over the years, historians have kept us all on the edge of our seats with stories of haunted places across Texas, and I hear you have a hair-raising tale of your own.
Well, Tony, during a recent trip down to San Antonio during the livestock show and rodeo, I had the privilege of spending a couple nights at one of the oldest and most beautifully and historic hotels in the state. It's not for the faint of heart, as it's also widely known as one of the most haunted hotels in Texas. You can't be wary of ghosts and stay there. I hear there have been as many as 32 spirit residents who occupy the rooms, lobbies, and hallways of this hotel. You also hear tales about the Lady in Blue, who pleasantly sits and knits as guests come and go.
What hotel are you talking about?
Well, Tony, I'm talking about the Minger Hotel right near the Alamo in the Riverwalk in downtown San Antonio. It's actually the oldest continuous operated hotel that you'll find west of the Mississippi. It's really beautiful. And most of the architecture has been preserved from its early days of when it was first built there in San Antonio.
Any supernatural sightings while you were there?
Well, no, I guess I missed out. But there are many others who have had encounters with these ghostly residents. The Minger has even had its fair share of famous folks come through its doors over the years.
Like who?
Well, of course, Sam Houston. He once stayed at the hotel. Generals Lee, Grant, they also stayed there. Several presidents have been to the Minger, McKinley, Taft, Eisenhower, and Teddy Roosevelt even walked the halls there. They even say Teddy Roosevelt, this is where he recruited the Rough Riders, was at the Minger Bar.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.